Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Abby, hello. Have we accidentally taken a few weeks off again?
Just one. Yeah, just one. I think it's probably like three, and we're just
we just haven't noticed.
And let's just put it out there: eclipse, Mercury retrograde.
We're in the vortex. Vibes. Yeah.
We're in a bit of a little funny place. Yeah,
we are. We are in a funny place. Our inbox, our messages to each other are very funny and maybe worrying, hard to say. But we're definitely in the vortex. And I think that's like the summary of it. Like, that's what I keep seeing everywhere. Whenever I talk to people, everyone's just like, what the fuck is going on at the moment? Because it do be a lot. This is coming up to this this Saturday, so we're releasing the episode on Friday. I think it's this Saturday. Sometime this weekend, we're having a total lunar eclipse in Scorpio, which is our first eclipse in Scorpio of this. In Scorpio in maybe 5-6 years. So it's been a while. And I think we can all kind of feel that. The shadows coming up, the shadows being dredged forth and being asked to dive into them. And so what me and Abby wanted to do today is we wanted to say, I'm not diving today. I'm not going into the depth because we were literally just saying this, like,
they're resisting.
They're resisting in a good way. It's not for the fact that we're not open to doing the deep work and talking about the real things. That's obviously very important. But I mean, for me, I feel like it's all I'm seeing at the moment is Mercury retrograde.
I'm a bit over
eclipse,
it.
That eclipse season. And I don't think that we are two voices that need to add to the chorus.
Nah. Yeah. We're all good.
We're feeling it. We know you guys are feeling it. Like,
Beth put out a wonderful article in Casper.
Thank you very much.
You can go read if you want to learn about this great article.
Yeah, also, I got Abby to proofread it. She was like, that was very helpful. Thank you so much.
It was such a good article. I love it. I was like, cool, check. I got that.
Check. Yes. Exactly. So that's all you need there. Casper magazine, hit that up. Today we're here for some comic relief.
Some respite, you might say.
So you can take a little 30-40 minutes out of your life and just maybe have a laugh with us. Have
small brain energy.
Yeah, like low-key brain energy. We were thinking those that were with us at the start of the pod, we did a spicy Q&A episode using the Flex Factory cards, the questions you actually want to answer. Is that correct?
Yeah, questions you actually want to answer. And then, I'm not speaking to the mic. And then would you rather?
And I've got some funny questions to ask on Google. We felt like having a chat with you guys, having some funny conversations. It gets to a point like it kind of ties into our last episode, which, you know, we got some really great feedback on as well. Like, a couple of people really resonated with what we're talking about, which is with the spiritual community, you know, like, we don't want to just be another voice. We don't want to be just another person doing the same thing other people are doing. Like, if we feel like there's something that we want to step away from or not join in with, we want to do that. And so that's what we
do. Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I'm in a bit of a funny time in my life as well, that I think I want to go and, you know, It's like the cleansing vibes. I want to unfollow a heap of accounts. Mm-hmm. Just everything's like, I'm like, oh, I'm so annoyed by a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so I think Mars is
in Pisces at the moment. So Mars is moving across your sun.
My Mars is in Pisces all the time.
So you're having a Mars return.
Is that? How often does that happen?
The Mars return happens, I want to say, every like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
I found whenever I had my Mars returns, I quit my job. for whatever reason, I would just always change my job. Maybe it's more 2 years. Let me quickly. I'm being a astrologer.
I have low key dipped out of the business recently. I was like, I'm going to launch next week again, and then
iconic.
And then eclipse season, guys. You get it.
Every 2.5 years. So that's so funny because I used to, before my last job where I was at it for 5 years, every job I'd ever had, 2 years I quit. Yeah. I couldn't hold a job for more than 2 years because I got that itch in my skin to get the fuck out. But yeah, every 2.5 years. So yeah, you're going through a Mars return. So it does give you that where you feel like your skin's crawling to like just change and shift and
that's how I feel.
It's a real irritating, agitating, frustrating time.
I feel so frustrated.
Yeah. But wow. it's also a time where especially Mars in Pisces, it's like I'm struggling to like admit, you know, if anyone else that's listening has a Mars in Pisces, this is for you. It can feel like I'm struggling to find clarity where to use my energy and what my motivation is. But that's the whole lesson of the Mars return is like I'm realigning and I'm not putting my energy places that it doesn't serve me anymore. Like
there you fucking go.
Yeah. So there you go. Kind of explains what you've been going through.
Help. This is a lot for me this time, but let's go into some not intense things and answer some fun questions.
Chatty questions, and we've chosen a range of something did we go philosophical? Did we go like introspection or did we kind of ditch those ones that were a bit serious?
No, I ditched them.
Yeah. So this is just fun.
Yeah. There's not a lot of the conversation ones. There's more would you rather ones.
Would you rather? Perfect. Would you rather? And then guys, if this sparks something new that you're like, oh my God, I said the same thing or I'm thinking something completely different, give us a message. We love copping a voice memo after an episode and chatting with you guys on our Instagram. Take it away, Abby. What's the first card?
All right. First card for me, would you rather? I was going to say, I'm going to say it after I answer the question. Would you rather be a leader of a cult or a member of a cult?
I mean, leader, obviously. That feels obvious to me. Is that my Aries moon? Exposing me as a villain? What would you rather?
I love that. I'd rather be a member at the moment. Oh, no. It's funny. I saw this TikTok literally the other day. And it was like the toxic urge. What is it? Like not me wanting to join a cult just to like not have to think about what to do.
Okay. Well, day. That's what Pisces saying, 100%, first of all.
I know. I was like, I just like to not think for a little bit, you know, just be indoctrinated for a little bit. I'm sick of critically thinking for myself.
That is so funny. I suppose
it's probably a week to week answer for me.
True. It depends on the day. My mind instinctively goes to leader, like instinctively.
What would your cult be?
I think it would be like, I would go into it with like good intention, you know. It would be all about like, you know, just like living off the land, connecting back to like our gratitude, but somehow, some way it would work out that like we would like our gods would be either like cats or like
I was gonna say
the Collins.
It didn't take long, did it, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, like if Twilight. I wanted to be really serious and genuine about it, it would be about, you know, like connecting back to earth, connecting back to organic living, blah, blah, blah. But if we want to go where my heart's really at, we'd be living as cats. Vampires in Forks. And we would, is that what it's called? Forks?
A Forks-based cult.
Absolutely. We'd all like shower and douse ourselves in like bedazzled body shower.
Absolutely.
Powder and stay away from and just pretend that we were vampires.
Just really I'm smiling
because that would just be really nice right now, and especially because we're like in Geraldton at the moment, it's really, really rainy and cloudy. Oh, so it's very like,
yes. Yeah,
whoa,
you're like,
whoa, 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 whoa.
You've got the blue filter on your life. It's just where's my out the
blue,
window.
Where's my blue light glasses? Brilliant.
Vibes. I would be susceptible to joining that cult.
You would be the bloody founding member, mate. You'd be so gay. Me, you and Ollie. Just
yeah, it just we've got a solid group already. Come join. Okay, next one. This is a lot because I would hate both. Would you rather have extreme dandruff or have lips that are constantly chapped?
Oh, that is horrible. Because yeah. I've lived with both.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Neither's it's not a good time either way, is it?
No.
I'm going to put out there, I'd rather dandruff.
Yeah.
I cannot stand having chapped lips. At yeah, least you can of ignore dandruff for some parts of the day.
You can just like dye your hair really light so you can't really see it, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah. Dry lips, and for me, like, for some, for whatever reason, as soon as my lips get really dry or irritated, like it spreads up, and so like my top lip looks like it's doubling. Yes. Everyone's always like, oh my god, yeah, lip filler looks really good. I remember I went to the hairdresser once and I was having like an outbreak. It happens when I'm like really stressed or run down. She's like, yeah. Oh, did you have your lips done? I was like, no, I'm just having an outbreak because I'm like so stressed. And she's like, you can tell me. Like, they look really good. And I was like, I would tell you. I haven't.
No, I haven't. Okay.
Whenever I post a photo, if they're irritated, like, friends next to me are like, oh, my God, did you finally get your lips done? And I'm like, no.
No, everyone.
I'm not rich.
Low-key, sometimes when I have braces now, sometimes I'm like, top lip. Oh, I'm like, I like it that way.
Bit full. I know. I have this filter and like you can mess with like, you know, your lip size and all that sort of stuff. I do it for fun, but then it also gives me a body dysmorphia, which is fine.
Yes.
But yeah,
which I just might undo it, but
and I'm like messaging my injectables lady. I'm like, hello. What kind of deal do you have? And then I'm like, I have $10. I can't get anything.
Literally, we'll see. After my jaw surgery, I think I've labeled this year my like structural glow up. And I'm like, I'm going to just, maybe I'll start wearing contacts all the time.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'll get lip filler. Who knows? I'm going to cut my hair. Maybe I'll dye it. I've always wanted to dye it red. So look out for Abby's identity crisis.
Yeah.
Later this coming.
Very Black Widow. Later this year. I love it. I personally don't recognize. I don't like my face without glasses anymore. I think I look super weird. I feel like my face is too big. Like the glasses kind of fill it up. When I don't wear them, I'm like, what the fuck? Like I'm not wearing them now. And I'm like, who am I?
Well, it's always, I can't tell the difference, but I've had glasses my whole life and I'm like, my face is structureless without glasses. Yeah, like
it makes the I face. Hate it does.
It really does. And also, but also my eye, one of my eyes is like turned in. So if I'm tired, you can kind of tell my left eye coming into the middle.
Yeah.
And so the glasses help with that, but that's also a pet peeve in my face. But glasses really do that, don't they? They like give you, is that like a four? Because I don't recognize myself.
Anyway. Yeah, it's wild. I prefer my face so much more with them. It's so crazy. Yeah.
Anyway, like, both again.
It's like a little bit of a guide. But yeah, anyways, speaking of actually injectables, I had Botox for the first time last year. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Your B-day.
Yeah, I got Botox for my birthday. I'm so excited. I want it again. This is a very pro body modification podcast, I believe.
Absolutely.
People do whatever.
I'd love a bit of, I want Botox in my jaw muscles.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Besties.
Yeah.
I grind, especially with braces now. Apparently it makes it worse because they're changing the alignment of my teeth.
Yeah.
I wake up and I'm making the weirdest freaking noises when I'm grinding my teeth. I'm like, what's going on? My jaw is so sore. And apparently when you get it in your jaw muscles, they atrophy. And so your face gets smaller. So I've got these jacked jaw muscles. I am jacked.
She's just there. Yeah, I'll have to send you one of a girl I used to work with. She's a really famous TikToker in Perth. Janelle Hunt. She's amazing. She like taught me how to do makeup. Like, we worked at the same makeup company. She was a trainer, and she got jaw Botox. And literally, remind me, I'll send you the before and afters. Everyone, look her up. The before and she looks like two different people. Like, she had a really square kind of features, and her face is so oval now. Like, her jaw has, her face has completely changed. It's wild.
See, look, I feel that.
Yeah,
no one on the podcast can see me. This is just like,
I'll be just like holding my hands up, just like, oh, imagine.
But anyway, that's an option, and I'm thinking about taking it up one day.
There you go. Wow.
Maybe after my jaw surgery. Look out for new Abby coming in August 2022.
Gonna be fresh. She's gonna be unrecognizable.
Next one. Would you rather be surrounded by people who make you feel insecure, or be surrounded by people who enrage you?
Oh my God. Probably enrage, because as an Aries moon, that's my general setting.
I know. I was about to say, like,
but I'm so already deeply insecure that, like, being around people that make me feel insecure, like, it makes me want to vomit. Whereas rage, I can process very easily.
Rage, yeah, it's quick, yeah. It's intense, yeah. And it's gone.
It's quick, and also when I'm angry, I can just be like, oh, just fuck up. Like, you know, like, I can kind of just like, I'm just like, I can just ignore them, whereas I can't ignore the actual sickness that my insecurity
is so internalized. Like,
yes.
And like, no, it feels whereas I feel bad. Like
rage is more like visceral. Yeah. And like, it's also slightly deeper, but like rage is, when you're enraged by someone, it's kind of like, you're not enraged by yourself, you're enraged at them. Whereas insecurity, it's all on you.
That's
it's
right.
It's like, I feel like this. Actually, that's so I'm true. Doing this wrong, you know, like, and it's, I'd much rather look out than in.
That's so true. Even though the rage is probably some sort of projection of your own.
Oh, 100%. Internal. I always get angry at people that remind me of myself, for sure. Like, I get angry at them because they fully embody like a smaller part of myself that I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
But also some people just enrage me.
Also, some people are just like, yeah, what the fuck? Especially, do you get road rage?
It depends on the day. If I'm having a super, super stressful day, I can. Or like, I get road rage at my partner. Like, I'm a really bad backseat driver. I normally drive at work because I can't stand her driving. She never listens to this, so she'll never hear this. And I tell her to her face.
Yeah.
I can't stand her driving because she either drives like we're in Mario Kart, where she's like flying around, no brakes.
Stop. That's actually maniac, Jake as well.
Or she drives at like 10 kilometers an hour and like holds people up. And I'm like, oh my God, fucking move.
What the heck are you doing? Jake is Mario Kart driver, like zipping in and out, like so fast. And I used to get scared by it, but I just kind of had to learn if I'm the passenger, like I just got to let him do his thing. He's never been in an accident, but now I'm a bit too chill to the point where there's been a couple of occasions where I'm like, are you going to stop there? And he's like, oh shit, why are you more scared? So the other day, I desensitized myself. Yeah. And we were turning into this shopping center car park and there was a pedestrian going across. And Jake was so focused on going as soon as the pedestrian had reached the other side that he wasn't looking at, we're turning right in. He wasn't looking at the traffic that he had to also look for. And he started turning it. There was a car out there. I was like, yo, did you see that or no? And he was like, whoa, what the hell? I mean, why aren't you more scared about that? And I was like, I don't know. I've desensitized myself to the point where like, I'm in danger.
24/7. I just assume that you've got it because up until this point you have.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I have had to turn on that alert in my mind again a little bit.
Remember to prioritize your aliveness.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Next one. Would you rather get away with a crime you committed, but constantly live in a debilitating fear of being caught, or go to jail for 2 years for a crime you didn't commit?
2 years,
absolutely
2 years flies by, and I know people that work in the prisons and it doesn't seem that bad.
It honestly, like, 2 years isn't that long either.
2 years isn't that long, like, whereas like lifelong guilt about something.
No,
that would I guilt actually watched killer. A really interesting, is it I think it's ABC or SBS, you can't ask that. Have you watched that before?
Yes, I've watched them. They're different every time.
They're different every time. Yeah, it's like different topics, and it's like asking people questions that you can't ask. And they had one about an episode about people who have killed someone. And asking them, you know, how do you feel? Do you regret? All these sorts of things. And I remember watching that and I was like, damn, that's really stuck with me, because it's like these people, even if it was a complete accident, they were justified, it was self-defense, whatever it was. All of these people were like, I've literally thought about it every night of my life. And that would just, it would just kill your soul. Like it would actually be so debilitating. So yeah, 2 years in jail. I believe I could tough it out.
Free conscience.
Yeah, clean conscious, because I haven't done anything wrong, so I can just serve my time and try and rebuild my life after.
Because I already have debilitating guilt about small things that I should probably let go at this point. Yeah. Like
imagine it about something real.
Those nighttime
something
thoughts.
Like big.
Yeah, imagine if it was actually a thing.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good for me personally. Okay. Would you rather always have diarrhea or constipation, never a healthy poo, or eat as much as you want, never put on any weight, but constantly feel nauseous?
The poo, 100%. I can't stand nausea. I'm naturally a very nauseous person. That's my go-to for if I have a cold, nausea and vomiting. If I don't get enough sleep, nausea and vomiting. Like that's my permanent thing, and it is horrible. So I would much rather struggle with the back end than upset tummy, because I couldn't. Oh, it would kill me. Yeah.
I don't think I've really had a healthy poo in a while.
That's my normal setting. So it's just my normal life.
IBS people, I mean, I'm living with it already. And nausea is not, that is like, no.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Poops. I was going to tell.
Poops all the way.
I've told you that story, haven't I, about the seafood buffet?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell that.
I'm sure people listening, hearing the words seafood buffet, will be able to very easily deduce. What kind of a mystery?
But it's so much worse than you could ever imagine.
Oh,
so embarrassing. See,
that's why I don't eat seafood.
You can bully me into telling the story, but I'm not going to subject anyone to that. No.
This has already been a very TMI Q&A.
I don't care. I love it too. Another TMI one. Would you rather have thrush or UTI?
Probably UTI, because I quite like cranberry juice.
Oh,
like that snowballed that to me.
I have never had thrush.
Neither, so but I would that... just still just stick with the UTI.
I've had a kidney infection before that stemmed from a UTI.
Oh,
okay. And that was horrible.
Thrush then. I don't want to.
Probably thrush. But I've never had that. So
look, it's not saying I have a kidney infection. Yeah, thrush. Deal.
Yeah. I mean, YOLO, you know what I mean?
YOLO.
Next one. Would you rather lose your memories or lose your sight? I'd rather lose my sight. Is that bad?
That's bad. I mean, the point of these questions is there's no winner.
Yeah.
It's no good. I don't know.
Constantly looking for validation. Is that okay?
What do you think?
Anyway.
Not me being able to not make a single business decision without sending it to Abby first and being like, what do you think? Can you read this and let me know?
Not Beth being my business
advisor. Even though it's always like, yes, that's great.
No, but sometimes there's like, would you rather one or two?
Yeah, one or two, because it's hard.
What color? Today, Beth sent me something and was like, what color do you think? I'm like, all of them.
Yeah.
Could you have all of them? Or no?
It's too expensive. No, I just went with, I went with the light green, the mint green.
I love that. I think
then I went with the dark green on my business cards.
Yeah, I love dark.
I've got green some. Well. I'm doing a market.
They complement each other.
So I'm getting some printables. Exactly. So I've got green that, and then purple stickers. Perfect.
Incredible.
It's so perfect. I haven't answered this because I'm really not sure. I love having my sight, but I feel like
I think I could learn. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I could learn to live without my sight. But then I would like, if I had kids one day, I wouldn't see my kids.
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that. I thought I've seen it all before. That was my thought. I was like, I've saved for 26 years.
I don't know why, but I just, it's hard because it's like, I would want to, like, for example, my nephews, I'm so obsessed with them. I love seeing them grow up and they're always changing. But then I'm like, I wouldn't see them at their wedding. But then also I might not know, I wouldn't know that they're my nephews.
That's right.
So it's like, oh my
God, wouldn't mean anything.
Skip. I don't want to answer that. Thanks. Thank you so much.
This is too hard of a question. No, I'm choosing. I'm taking a hard stance. I'll lose my sight.
Yeah, you've gone on it. Yeah. I mean, memories are solid. Like, memories you can't replace, truly.
That's right. I had a good run for 26 years. Well, actually, my sight's pretty bad. I'm plus.
I mean, if anyone knows, you're not far off.
Not far. If anyone knows prescriptions, I'm plus 11.
Yeah, that sounds
And that's bad. That's improved. I've been improving since I was small.
Well.
That's the best I've been. This is the best I've... Anyway.
Yeah, see, you're glowing up. With every week and every month, you get better.
That's right. That's right. I saw a TikTok and it was showing like plus or minus 5 what it looks like. And people were like, damn, they're seeing on like 180p pixels.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, mine's double as bad as that.
My prescription actually really is bad. Like, I could go out, like, when I go out, like, in the evening, when I go out for an evening, which happens very rarely, I don't wear my glasses, but, like, I couldn't get behind the wheel, and I can't drive at night anymore because I'm really, like, I can't see anything.
You got have you got astigmatism?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's all.
Yay.
It's all.
I love this.
If you know, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Would you rather always be slightly cold or always have a slight urge to urinate?
Slightly cold.
Yeah, same. That's so easy.
Having to pee is so annoying. Like having to pee but not having any pee to put out. Oh, so irritating.
No, I hate that. Irritating.
Plus, if you always felt the need to wee, then you'd always be weeing or you'd always be holding your wee. UTI brings us back to the UTI.
We've gone full circle. We've
gone full circle.
And full apparently, circle, if you wee when your bladder isn't full, you send signals to your brain, which reduces the signal you get to your brain about when to urinate. Mm. And so your bladder capacity goes down.
See? No. Then you would literally be able to, you'd have to like drink water on the toilet. That's how little your bladder would be able to hold.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. A little bit cold because I always want really hot. So a little bit chilly would be quite delightful.
I'd love that.
I'd love that.
I'd love it. Okay. Oh, would you rather spend 2 weeks alone in a haunted house or spend 2 weeks in a jungle like in Survivor?
Probably jungle. Oh, haunted house. Haunted house.
Oh,
I changed my mind because I said jungle quick flip. And then I thought insects. So I go haunted house.
No, I immediately insects, spiders,
ghosts, no. Over insects every damn day. I'll take my sage.
Ghosts.
I'll take my selenite. I'll take my salt. They aren't getting to me.
We'll start communicating.
Getting to
you know what I mean?
I'll be pals. I'll bring them a beautiful little, like, I'll bring them some snacks. I'll bring them some money.
They don't want to hurt. But well.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know it's haunted with what. We don't know if it's bad.
Maybe they're just lingering. They're just vibing in there.
They're straight vibing. Yeah, no. Yeah. Not jungle. At all.
No. I'm not a camper.
No.
I'm a little bit of a witchy bitch, so why not? Yeah. Haunted house. Yeah. Let's do it.
That's perfect.
That one's too serious for me right now. Would you rather kill someone and completely forget about it? Or not kill someone but completely think you had. Not
Kill someone and forget about it. Ignorance is bliss, baby.
It totally is.
The Matrix. That guy was hell happy to go back in the Matrix because he's like, if I don't know, I don't know. Perfect.
Peacing out, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
Because as I said before, I already have crippling anxiety about things that aren't big deals.
Yeah.
Or worried about, you know, like if I leave the house, I'm like, what if I've left the stove on or my straightener? Mm-hmm. I don't use a straightener anymore, but
what if
the iron?
What if I randomly, what if the mirror turns it on and then he didn't turn it off? You know, he would do that.
What if I left a window open and Bagheera jumps out? Things like that.
Yeah. It's a no.
So no. Yeah, I'd rather forget about it. You're right. Ignorance, it is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss for us, not for the person who would get murdered. But it depends. Could I pick the person? Could I pick a really bad person? Maybe. Don't know.
There are no terms and conditions on these. Would you rather?
No T's and C's.
No. No T's and C's apply. Okay. Would you rather get interesting. This might be a hot take for me. Get unlimited free domestic tickets every year, or get one free economy international plane ticket every year?
International.
One.
Economy. Yeah, one a year. That's a lot. Wow. Like, that's a big holiday. Like I only really would go away once a year. So, yeah. And I don't really have anywhere I want to go in Australia.
I haven't really been many places in, but you get free unlimited domestic.
That's true. I could go over here. That's tricky. I know, but international flights are so expensive. Especially from where I am, because I have to fly over east before I can leave Australia. I can't really go many places from here.
You could go to Bali, couldn't you? Isn't that
close? Yeah, I can go to Bali. That's $200. I could just pay for that. It is $200 in return for me to go to Bali from Perth.
What the frick?
It is so cheap. Like I love when hearing, you know, like international people talking about like Bali being this like dream holiday destination, which it totally is. Bali is the most beautiful place in the world. But like, because it's so cheap to fly from Western Australia, and like where I am, like Western Australia is just full of mines. And so there's a lot of like rich worker class. Bogans basically, and they just spend all their R&R in Bali, and just it's so cheap to go. And it's actually like, if you're in, like, unless you go to the really nice places, like in WA at least, if you go to Bali, it's like quite like the tacky thing to do, because it's just like, yeah, it's like the cheap thing to do. I can't explain it, but yeah, it's what, like, it's, and it is just, it's so cheap from here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I mean, I feel like over COVID, because I've gone these past couple of years without flying overseas anyway.
You're like, I could keep doing that.
I mean, I'd love to go overseas. Mm. Absolutely. But imagine just being able to hop, skip and a jump over.
That's true. Melbourne, you could just visit weekend all the time.
That's exactly right. And hot take, I hate flying overseas. Like, getting there is good. But it better be.
The flights are unbearable.
Like, it sucks for Australia in general. It's just like,
yeah, we're so far.
It's a long way.
Like, we are so far, except for Bali, evidently.
And in this, would you rather, it's an economy ticket.
Yeah, so it's not even. I've changed my mind.
If it was one first class, I'd be like, absolutely.
I know, right? What a win. It's my dream. One day I'm going to go.
That's my dream. Like, a business class,
international. Yeah, okay, you're right. Domestic. Australia does have a lot of beautiful things.
I don't know why I was so hell-bent on convincing you to choose that one. I was like, change.
She will not get away with this.
I was like, change your mind. You're not. I won't accept.
And I did. Okay. I did it.
You did. Do you have a couple? Do you want to ask?
I have a couple. How about you?
Okay, go.
So what, and this is good because I have quite a couple examples actually. What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you? Like, what movie growing up completely, like, is burned in your mind?
Harry Potter, the spider scene. The massive spider.
Mm-hmm.
Scarred. I have a fear of spiders because of that.
Yeah.
I'd have nightmares.
Yeah.
Visuals of spiders coming down off my roof into my bed. No. Also, not going to lie, Toy Story and Sid.
Yes, it's so scary.
Bad vibes for me. I hated that.
Yeah.
Those are two that are coming to mind. What are yours? Yep.
I love that. I have quite a range, but I will narrow it down to three to keep it.
Wow.
Keep it petite.
I'll be interested.
One is also spider related. So there is this movie called Arachnophobia, which is about this man.
That does not sound like a kid's movie.
Right. So I was like maybe 12 or 13 when I watched this. My nan made me and my brother watch it. And like, I kept trying to leave the room and they were like forcing me jokingly. They were very, like, my nan loves me so very much. But they forced me to watch this movie, which is about this guy who has arachnophobia, is a deathly phobia of spiders. And then this killer spider species gets brought into America and into this town and like captures everyone. And he's the only one that can stop it. And he has to go face this giant. It's so scary. It's so, so scary. So there's that. Horrible. Triggered.
Oh, I can't that's a even. Trauma.
I'm only just getting to the point now, like since being with Georgia, she has no bug fears. She'll like pick up any bug. And so I'm only just starting to like get over a little bit of like my bug phobia.
I have huge bugs. You know what? Hot so take. Scary. I don't mind snakes. Snakes agreed. Are mostly blind. They're deaf.
Yep.
You could just stand there. They think you're a tree.
Yeah. Stand still.
They go off vibration. So if you're moving, they know where you are.
Exactly.
Spiders can get fucking everywhere, you guys.
They're so crafty. Insects, they're so fast.
They're so fast. No, I'm not about it.
Not about anyway, it. Anyway. So there's that terrifying. That's second terrifying. Movie. And it's funny because the next two both involve bald men, which is interesting. Because that's just for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Spice Girls movie. I don't know if you have watched. Oh my God. It's very good. Spice Girls movie. It's got like color coordinated singing fashion montage. It's fabulous. It's absolutely incredible. Fabulous. But in this, they've got like this stalker paparazzi that's like trying to get all these like incriminating photos of them and ruin their reputation. And there's this one scene where all the girls are like having a sleepover at a mansion. And like he comes out of the toilet, like he climbs out of the toilet, this like big bald man in like a trench coat or something. And it is fucking terrifying. I slept with the light on for so many nights. I still get the heebie-jeebies when I think about it. Oh, so no. Scary.
Beth.
Just a bald man creeping out of the toilet. So horrifying. Yeah, that's terrible. I was really struggled to go to the toilet for some time.
Yeah.
And then the last one, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Did you ever watch that?
No.
Oh my God, Abby. That is very.
I haven't seen a lot. I feel like it's me being an only child.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That could be it.
Yeah.
You just, you found what you liked and you stuck with it.
I did. I'm a repetitive watcher.
Exactly. So Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Actually, one of my favorite movies. Like, I love it. I rewatch it all the time. Now I'm an adult. But yeah, it's like, it's quite an interesting film. I don't know if it was one of the first that did it where it's like three, like it's real, like, you know, me and you real, but then it's also superimposed with cartoons. So it's like the humans talking to the cartoon type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's this scene where this guy in it, this big bald man, it turns out he was like the evil cartoon all along, and he like pulls his like human mask off or like melts in a vat of like acid destroys cartoons. Like it's something horrible. It's really, really, or he like I think he has a few different deaths because he's a cartoon. It's hard to kill a cartoon.
Yeah, right.
And he like gets steamrolled and it's just horrible. Anyways, really, really horrible. Yeah.
Oh my so God.
So scary.
It's so scary. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm all right.
I'm okay. Yeah. No, I'm fine. It's just very, but I'm also a huge scaredy cat and I always have been. Like, I'm just a little baby. Yeah. If animals could talk, which of them would be the rudest? Good question, right?
Yeah. I mean, probably cats.
Yeah. Cats are solid.
That gave probably fuck.
Yeah. Probably fuck. I do cuss a little.
I say that all the time. Like Jacob would do something like probably fuck. Like fuck. He was like, what do you have to do? Probably fuck.
He's probably honestly really sick of the fact that you and Georgia with me only speak in like TikTok sound bites. Like we don't know
he is. Yeah. It's really not good. But no, I would probably say cats. Would probably be very rude. I'm struggling to think of any other animal that's not right in front of me. You know, my cat's sitting on me right now. I'm cats happy to hear suggestions.
Cats are pretty rude by nature. Also, like, I get the feeling like magpies.
Oh.
I don't like magpies. They
scare
me.
I love them.
They're so scary. But like my brother just got swooped by them so much as a kid. Like I couldn't go, like when he went out the back of our, like just to our backyard, he had to wear a helmet. Like, cause they would come into our backyard. So I feel like I got secondhand fear of them from.
Usually if magpies see people every day, or if you're like a local, they don't swoop you.
No. Well, yeah,
you brother. Can make friends
anyone
with magpies.
Would swoop him. He sucks.
I make friends with the magpies throughout the year. This I sound like batshit crazy. I say hello to them and make sure they see my face because magpies can remember faces for I think it's up to 10 or 20 years.
Really?
So yeah. So when you get to like mating season and magpies see you, they remember your face and they're like, oh, they're all good, not a threat.
There you go.
Yeah, so I love magpies. I actually love magpies.
Oh, that's nice. I've had rather scary experience. But there's a lot of magpies that live around us. Maybe I should start trying to be friends with them.
You should talk to them. Hello. Just walking by. You gotta go the long game. You know what I mean?
Like, it's got a big old for any potential year. International listeners. If you haven't seen a magpie, they got fuck off beaks. They are so scary.
They are
they're a little beautiful. They're black and white, like they're gorgeous.
Before I had Bagheera, I would feed the magpies because I really wanted a pet.
Yeah.
I sound literally crazy. I'm not. Okay, everyone.
Straight up doing a bad job of convincing people.
The last really bad, like unnecessary breakdown I had over something was I saw a magpie had been run over on the road. And I just thought, because magpies mate for life, I was like, his little family or her little family is just waiting in a tree. Where's dad?
And that's on being an empath.
It's like they'd just like be waiting for it to come. I'm still sad about it.
I don't waiting. Know if like this is just a me thing or if it is actually like an empathic person thing. Oh. Like walking past a restaurant that's empty, but you see like workers in there, I get so sad. And walking past like someone, especially an older person, eating alone.
No. Or on public transport alone, they're put on by themselves.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
That is heartbreaking.
But I can just imagine, like, even today, that little magpie.
Oh, my God, stop thinking. This is a downward spiral now. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, that's that. I like magpies. I think they're mean. They'd be rude during mating season, but the rest of the year, they're okay.
That's true.
Spring? So, no.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Have no head hair.
Uh-huh.
But no body hair either.
Yeah.
Or have a full head of hair, but also have the rest of your body hair be crazy thick and over the top. Like you can wax it and shave it as much as you want, but like I'm talking like hairy eyebrows, hairy mustache, armpit hair, maybe a bit of neck and shoulder, like an old man at the beach type of hairy.
That's a lot to deal with, isn't it?
It is.
I think, well, here's the thing. No body hair at all, like no eyebrows or eyelashes.
You would have the good ones. You'd have eyebrows and eyelashes. Just
the good ones? Like, I can deal with that. Yeah, I think I would go no hair on my head because we could discover wigs. We could just go bald. And as long as I got my eyebrows, honestly.
I've always thought at some point in my life, I really want to shave my head.
I want to shave my head too. Maybe I should do that. We should meet up one day. Jake's going to be like, what the fuck, Abby? But I've always wanted to shave my head.
I just love the idea of wearing like really cool, like wrap around my hair or something.
I think it'd be a vibe.
Something. It's really cute.
And okay, here's the thing with a lot of hair. I love the feeling of getting into bed if you've just shaved your legs.
So
I love
nice. That
feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel like tights. I love wearing tights. If I had extremely hairy legs, I feel like that would be not a vibe for tights.
Yeah, they might catch a little bit. Or they poke through.
Yeah. I'm going no hair on my head.
Agreed.
What about?
I'd be the same. And I'm also like, it's not even that I'm super adverse to body hair. Like I don't really shave anymore. Like, you know, my leg hairs grow free. I think it's more like it would just be so much maintenance just to keep it like tidy, like, cause it would be very full. And also my head hair does my fucking head in. So shave me out. Just drop it.
Yeah. Get rid of it. I'm over it.
I've bloody had it. This has been a very interesting conversation.
Do you know what? I'd also love to see what my head shape is.
I'm scared. Georgia keeps talking about wanting to shave her hair, but she's got like a completely flat spot at the top of her head, and so I'm like, your head's gonna look fully fucked.
Jake, so when I was at college at university, so college is like where you live, like the mm-hmm. residential college, each year they do World's Greatest Shave. Yep. And all the boys would do it and they'd raise money. And Jake always refused to do it because he said he has the weirdest shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
He shaved it once in high school and he got dropped as a baby while his skull was still forming.
Yeah.
And so it's got a bit of a flat bit that doesn't look. It looks.
It's just a little bit schwung.
It's a look. It's angular. And I feel like.
It's giving very dimensional skull. It's giving
triangle. It's giving Phineas and Ferb. No, I'm kidding. I've never seen it. I have no idea.
Have you not seen Phineas and Ferb?
No, I've never seen his head.
His head. Oh, I was more outraged that you hadn't seen Phineas.
No, of course I watch that every Saturday. Disney.
Yeah,
Disney. What was it?
I'm such a kid. It's so disappointing.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
That was all I'd had. The rest all got weird. They just got stupid. You know, when you try and find some funny things.
It's like you're trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just don't. You have to try hard to be funny. Just be funny.
Yeah. Well, just stop. Well, let's leave it there then. I think this has been a fun. I've had fun. I've had a nice little respite.
This has lifted my mood. This has been great. I don't think I would have handled talking about things serious.
No.
There's too much of that at the moment. Not that there's too much, but there's just a lot. And I think this has been very nice. Just light in the air.
It's oversaturated.
It is. There's a slight oversaturation. It's
saturation.
Yeah.
It's at saturation. Let's say that. It's at that point.
It's at that point. Yeah, exactly. And so this has been lovely. Just talk some shit.
Let us know if you disagree strongly with any of our choices.
Please do.
I'd love to talk it out.
And I love it. Yeah, me too. I love to hear what other people reckon because it's always very different, you know?
Yes.
It's always very different. It is. But no, I'm super excited. We'll be back next week if we remember to plan it.
Last week was really bad for me, guys. My car broke down.
Yeah, Abby had a week, unfortunately. Had a week. But that's all good because
last week didn't happen.
That's what we're all about this year, is just honoring where we're at in the moment.
Gone with the flow. Gone with the flow.
And that's why we bring you this funny, weird, bizarre, very topsy-turvy episode this week that we hope you guys enjoyed because it's definitely made my day better. So I hope it makes
someone else's day. I loved it. That's great. Nothing else, this has been good for us.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's good for the soul sometimes. Just get a bit silly and just forget. Like, that's the thing. The spirit, like, you know, spiritual awakening, all that sort of stuff. It's powerful and it changes your life. And it's
amazing. I'm sick of it.
And it's fucking hard work and it is endless at times. And so it's fun to, I mean, that's kind of why we wanted to do the podcast, wasn't it? To just remember that there is a reality to spirituality and it's not all meditation and, you know, finding out your triggers and that sort of shit. Sometimes it's just being like, I'm just gonna have a laugh and I'm just gonna be a bit of a human for a little bit.
Because I love that for us too.
We'll see you guys next week. You guys, lots of love. Make sure that, you know, let us know on Instagram if there's anything, any hot takes that you want us to give. I don't think we have many at the moment.
Any meme requests?
We smashed out some Met Gala memes that were very well received. Thank you so much. Love you, everyone. They're good. But yeah, just sending you all love. Abby, love you so much. Hope you have a great rest of the week. And we'll chat to you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.